Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. It's Thursday guys, super excited. I'm so glad. This week I spent a lot of time just cloning and trying to troubleshoot experiments, and I'm so excited that it's Thursday because it's gonna be Friday tomorrow, TGIF. Woo, we made it guys. Today I'm gonna tell you what my fitness goals are because I'm turning 30 in a couple of weeks, and I have a list of things that I need to really be on top of if I want to still feel great and feel like I'm in my early 20s basically. And so today I'm gonna share with you guys four things that I'm gonna be doing to improve my looks, to feel great and just feel awesome. Alright. So the first thing is water. I need to drink more water. I need to drink a whole lot of water. So I'm going to be cutting off soft drinks or carbonated drinks and just drink a whole lot more water. And the reason is that these soft drinks have a lot of sugar, and sugar does a whole lot of crazy things to you, and you don't want to go there. And so I'm going to be trying to drink a whole lot of water. Water is so important for us guys. Water, you know, keeps you energized. Water makes your skin glow and really look good, and I really want to look great, you know, when I slide into my 30s. So I'm gonna drink a lot of water. You know, water helps you boost your immune system. It's just a remedy to headache. Sometimes you have dehydration induced headache and you drink water and you feel so much better. You know, water improves your mood. Have you tried to hang around someone who is really dehydrated or thirsty? They're not happy people, all right? So drinking water is definitely something that I need to do. The Institute of Medicine recommends for adult males to drink 3.7 liters of water every day, and adult females to drink 2.7 liters of water every day. Now keep in mind, this is your overall water intake daily, and so it doesn't just have to do with the water that you're actually physically drinking from a cup, right? You could, you know, your fruits, your vegetables, everything that you're taking during the day should add up to about, you know, this amount of water. Now you also have to keep in mind that if you're exercising a whole lot more, you're gonna need to drink more water. If you live in a really hot climate, like people who live in the tropics and it's super hot, you're, you know, sweating a lot, you're gonna have to drink about, you know, 2 cups of water more than the daily recommended cups of water, right? And so that's something to keep in mind. If you're not feeling so great, if you're sick, you're having fever, you know, you're vomiting, you're gonna need to drink a whole lot more water because you're losing water when you're sick. You know, when you have fever and you're vomiting, you're losing a lot more water. And so you're gonna need to drink more water. For me, I just have to cut out those carbonated drinks. You know, I have to figure out creative ways to drink water and still make it awesome. And so one thing that you can do, like I love watermelon, and because it's super hot right now, you know, one great way that I'm able to take a lot of water is just through watermelon. Another way is just to juice things up, you know, put my favorite fruits in a blender and just blend that and, you know, drink that. That's a really awesome way to drink water. Some people like to put lemon slices, lime slices in their water to make it, you know, have a little different taste. That's also great. When you take fruits, we take vegetables, that's a great way to, you know, take water and stay hydrated. And so remember that we're made up of about 50 to, you know, all the way to 80% of water, depending on, you know, your age. And so you want to make sure that you're staying hydrated. And so that's one thing that I really, really want to do is drink more water. Another thing that I really, really need to do, guys, is eat healthy. I just really need to eat healthy moving forward. So for me, I really want to take more fruits and vegetables. That's really what I want to do. I don't want to eat late anymore, because the truth is, people say that when you eat late, you tend to put on a little bit more weight. But the truth is that it's just basic principle of calorie in and calorie out. You want to make sure that you're burning more calories than you're eating, okay? And so the reason is, at night, when you eat late at night, you're not really active after you've eaten. You're just eating and then going straight to sleep, right? And so you're not able to burn all that food that you just ate, all the calories that you just, you know, consumed. And so one thing that I'm going to try to do, eat breakfast like a queen, eat lunch like a princess, And for dinner, just eat like a pauper or eat like a student. And so what that means is I'm gonna, you know, try to eat as much as I can for breakfast, healthy food, of course. And for lunch, you know, still eat like a princess. And then for dinner, have something light and healthy, you know, like a light and healthy snack, and go to sleep and try not to eat late. Now, eating in front of the TV is a no-no. The reason is because at that point, you're not eating because you're hungry. You're eating because you have this craving and you're trying to satisfy that. And when you eat in front of the TV, you're not mindful of how much food you're consuming. You're just sitting there eating all these chips, cookies, and popcorn, and whatever junk food it is that you typically would eat in front of the TV. And so it's better to have your meals on the table where you can see how much food you're having. And if you're going to have any snacks, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and take some light snacks, some fruits or whatever for dinner. And, you know, that way I'm not putting on weight, I guess. The third thing that I really, really need to do better moving forward is just try to get enough sleep. So when I was a student, sleep was just like, I don't know, I would try to get as much as I can, but it was really, really hard for me to figure out a sleep schedule. And a lot of students go through that, but you just have to realize that you have to make time to rest. You know, as a student, you're studying for tests, you're doing assignments. And for me, I was into research, so I was in the lab just doing all these experiments, trying to get them to work. And most times I would even spend the night in the lab. It was that bad because we had these crazy growth curves that we had to do. We had to, you know, figure out how the bacteria are growing every 3 hours and take these readings. And sometimes we'll be in the lab overnight. So we had like a crazy sleep schedule in grad school. But now that grad school is over, you know, and life has begun, I have to make sure that I'm getting enough sleep. Sleep is so important. Imagine that everyone is supposed to sleep an average of 8 hours every day, right? And I'm talking about adults now. And if we live up to the age of 75, we would have spent 25 years of our lives sleeping. Do you see how much sleep you need? Yes. So sleep is very crucial. And one of the ways that I'm going to try to get enough sleep is by going to sleep at a certain time every day. You need to get enough sleep. That's how you're going to be productive. And so every night I'm going to try to stick to, I'm just going to put a range. So say between 9 and 10 every day, I'm going to try to get some sleep. Or between 10 and 11, I'm going to try to get some sleep. I'm going to try to figure out a sleep ritual. And so something that you do every day around the time that you should be sleeping. So for me, it will be taking a shower and it will be brushing my teeth, taking off my makeup, something like that. Just get, you know, getting your brain used to the fact that these are the things that you do before you sleep will be awesome, just to make your brain realize that it's time to shut down. You know, that's not the time to bring out your laptop. That's not the time to bring out your phone, because the brightness of these devices kind of tells your brain that, okay, this is a regular daytime activity. It's not time to sleep. Powering down my laptop and my phone is something that I really, really need to learn to do, because for me, I tend to, you know, have my phone out right before I sleep. When I wake up, it's almost the first thing that I look at. And sometimes even in the bathroom, I'm, you know, looking at my phone. And these are not things that I want to keep doing. So just to get enough rest, I want to power down my devices right before I sleep. Now, my bedroom. I want my bedroom to look like, when I walk into my bedroom, I want to think of sleep. I don't want to be thinking about work. So I wouldn't put like my bookshelf in my bedroom. I wouldn't put my shoes in my bedroom. I wouldn't put my clothes in there. My bedroom is just my bed and every other thing that makes the environment, you know, conducive for sleep. So it has to be at the right temperature. You don't want your bedroom to be too hot or too cold. Alcohol and caffeine rob you of sleep. You don't want to be doing that, especially at night. I already said turning off my devices is something that I really, really need to do. And for so many of us, we the only place that we don't take our phones is in the shower. And so that's not a good habit. You want to really disconnect from your phone and connect with the people around you. You know, it's better that way. And those are the things that I really want to do moving forward. So guys, I told you that I want to drink more water. I want to eat healthier and I want to get better sleep. And the fourth and last thing, but not the least, is exercise. I really want to get my exercise in. And the reason is that exercise just does so much for you. When I don't exercise, I'm super moody. I notice that. Like, I feel sick, I feel heavy, I just feel like things are not working out. And then I felt that way a couple of weeks before now, especially after winter and we were just moving into spring. I felt so lazy. And I realized why. It was just because I wasn't really working out like I used to. And so I feel lighter, I feel energized, I feel beautiful because I feel like, you know, I'm working out and sweating and working up those hormones. You know, I feel great. Exercise is good for sex, guys. Like, when you exercise, your sex life is great because then you can do whatever styles you want to do. You're not lazy. You know, you feel great about it. Trust me, exercise is good. Exercise is good for your skin. You know, your skin is glowing when you exercise. It's good for your muscles, it's good for your bones. It just makes me happier, and I really want to do a lot more exercising moving forward. And I have this Fitbit that monitors how many steps a day I'm taking, and so I generally try to do 10,000 steps every day. But as I get into it, some days I do 20,000 steps depending on how crazy my day is. And so we're driving to work, we're sitting at a desk, we're not getting a lot of exercise. And so try to fit exercise into your day. And so think of creative ways to exercise a little bit more, and you'll be happier for it. All right. So guys, those are the things that I really want to do more of. Those are my fitness goals moving forward. I want to drink more water. I want to eat healthier. I don't want to eat late because then I'm not able to burn off the calories. I definitely want to sleep a little bit long, and so it's just better to get enough sleep. The fourth thing that I really want to do is regular exercise. I told you all the benefits of exercise. So I promised you guys that I was going to do a giveaway because this is actually my 30th episode. Yes, it's my 30th episode, and I'm going to do a giveaway. From time to time, I get this awesome products to review, and I recently came across this really lovely bathroom scale. And the reason why I love this bathroom scale is tons of reasons, but I love it because it gives you about 6 different metrics. All right, so when you step on the scale, it tells you your weight, it tells you your body mass index, your BMI, it tells you your body fat, it tells you your muscle mass, it tells you how hydrated you are, guys, and it tells you your bone density. So it gives you a lot of information. And so I really want to give someone that awesome skill as a boost to your fitness plan or your fitness goals. And the second reason why I really love this skill is because the company that sells this skill, Greater Goods, donates to charity. I really love businesses that donate to charity because I feel like you have to have a way to give back. You have to have a way to give back to the community, and I love that. And so today I'm going to be giving out a really awesome skill that can tell you all these different things. So it's very easy to enter, guys. Follow me on Instagram, African Princess in America. Go to my latest post, and in the comment section, leave a comment telling me what your fitness goal is. Period. That's so easy. And you have to be in America, guys. That's it. So guys, go ahead and do that, and good luck to you. I hope that you win it. I hope you take your fitness goals seriously. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great day. I will announce the winner of the bathroom scale on Friday, which is tomorrow. I will be announcing the winner, and good luck to you, and have a great evening, guys. Bye-bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.